This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found on the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
2011 isn't quite over, and campaign 2012 has begun. This is an economy election for now. President Obama and congressional Democrats say we won't let the middle class pay for the nation's recovery. To Republicans, it's simple. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? No? Happy voting. It's Wednesday, December 28th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry this week, and I'm here with Celeste Headlee this morning. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Todd.
Good to be with you. Well, this hour we listen in on the funeral of dear leader Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang, North Korea, that took place last night. We'll check in with a past guest bringing us a portrait of American poverty. But first, 2012 is the year of politics, and we've got a couple of Washington experts, my pals, on board to look at the year ahead in the House and Senate, and of course, in the race for the White House, with an insider's look at what matters. But what are you talking about? What do you think the top story of 2012 will be?
This is Sarah from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and I think that the story that really stands out for many of us this year and will carry over not only into 2012 but also into history is the Arab Spring. My children will be reading about it in the history books.
Well, as we approach the new year, tell us what story you think will be making headlines in 2012 by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the morning's top headlines.
In snowy Pyongyang this morning, tens of thousands of North Koreans lined the streets to watch Kim Jong-il's funeral procession. As a black hearse carrying the country's dear leader made its way to the capital, mourners wailed and sobbed. Today's events spotlighted his son and successor Kim Jong-un, who was seen tearfully walking alongside the motorcade. According to state media, the late dictator died of a heart attack on December 17th. The two-day funeral service will continue tomorrow.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian authorities of hiding detainees from Arab League monitors in the country. The watchdog group says hundreds of detainees have been moved to restricted military sites and has asked the monitors to insist on full access. A team of about 60 observers arrived in the city of Homs yesterday, where crowds chanted, "The people want to execute you, Bashar," from unverified YouTube video. The observers were not able to see all areas of Homs due to security restrictions. While on vacation in Hawaii, President Obama nominated a Democrat and a Republican to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The nominees are Democrat and Harvard professor Jeremy Stein and Republican Jay Powell, who was a Treasury official in the George H.W. Bush administration. By pairing a Republican and Democrat, the president may be hoping for easy passage.
Sorry, that makes me laugh.
If confirmed by the Senate, the pair will fill two vacant seats on the 7-member Federal Reserve Board, Celeste.
Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska announced he will not seek re-election next year. Democrats are scrambling to find a candidate to fill his seat. The 70-year-old conservative Democrat has a record of sometimes voting against his own party, but his departure will make it more difficult for Democrats to maintain their very slim majority in the Senate.
Counting down to the Iowa caucuses, of course, with no clear frontrunner in the state, the major Republican candidates are gearing up for next week's presidential caucuses. That's on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports Texas Governor Rick Perry's presidential campaign has filed a federal lawsuit to try to get his name on the Virginia ballot on March 6th. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resumes in Cairo after a 2-month break. The ousted leader is accused of corruption and ordering the killing of 840 protesters during the demonstrations, which led to the downfall of his regime last year. Let's check in on the markets now. Asian markets are mixed, European indices are mixed, and futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,291. The S&P will open at 1,265, and the Nasdaq opens at 1,293. So we're going to be looking ahead to the funeral of Kim Jong-il later this hour as Kim Jong-un, his son, transitions to power. Tell us what you think is going to make headlines in 2012. Kim Jong-un certainly will. And what else? 877-8778-MYTAKE, and you can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.